This and other podcasts are available on the Gun Rights Radio Network, gunrightsradio.com. Podcasting freedom.
Hi, folks. Bob Main from the Handgun World Show. Why do I carry a gun? Because I can't carry a cop. Thanks for tuning in. This is a special episode. It's not really a full podcast. Really, this is a follow-up to episode number 63. And by the time you hear this, I will be on that vacation I told you about in episode 63. But I wanted to record this because I realized when I listened to the last podcast after I recorded it, I realized I forgot a couple things. I forgot to mention a couple of carry methods in that last podcast. So this is going to be kind of a short show. It's not officially episode 64, so that's why I didn't entitle it that. This is just kind of an add-on, a follow-up to episode 63. So I'm going to get into a couple more carry methods and then some more advantages of appendix carry. But I want you to listen to this announcement first.
As a black woman, I get angry when a so-called black leader or politician pushes gun control. With no guns, my mother, father, aunt, and two sisters would be defenseless against criminals. Politicians who push gun control are saying they don't trust you. They're saying you're too stupid or too dangerous to own a gun. They're saying they don't care about your family's safety. They claim the police will protect you, but that's a lie. If it were true, no one would ever get robbed or raped or murdered. You know the difference between a free man and a slave? Slaves don't own guns. My ancestors were slaves, but I'm not. I'm a free American, I understand the Constitution, and I have the right to own a gun to defend myself and my family. Gun control is not about controlling crime, it's about controlling you. And anyone who tells you to give up your guns, I don't care what color they are, their ultimate goal is to be your new Massa.
Okay, thanks. Let me dive into the main topic, but I got about 30 seconds worth of announcements to talk about first. The website is handgunworld.com. Also, join me at the Gun Rights Radio Network forums. And I also want to say, folks, that this is not my full-time job. This is a hobby. I have a blast doing this. I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm not any kind of a professional firearms trainer or gunsmith or anything like that. I just do this to have a lot of fun and to get the word out. This show exists completely on donations from listeners like you. So, if you can find it in your heart to help out with a little bit of a donation, you'll notice I have two accounts on the website. I have a GunPal account and a PayPal account. You can use either one. If you can't do it, that's fine. You're just, by you listening, you're giving me a chance to talk about one of my passions and one of my favorite hobbies. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel. Just search Handgun World Show on YouTube. That's it. That's the announcements. Okay, let's dive into the main topic. I realized I didn't talk about fanny pack carry, and I really didn't talk much about purse carry for ladies. So let me address those two. First, carrying your gun in your fanny pack. Good idea? Not good idea? I'll give you my thoughts. Again, these are my opinions. My opinions come out on this show. It's okay for you to disagree. That's fine. That's what there's a comment section for and what the Gun Rights Radio Network section is for. I will be checking in, by the way, on that forum while I'm on this vacation. I am not a big fan of fanny pack carry. It was quite popular for some time. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of advantages to it and what I see are some of the disadvantages. First of all, you know, I mean, if you're working out or something like that, it's convenient to keep a small gun in your fanny pack. You know, if you're going to be extremely active, and I suppose it's relatively comfortable. I've actually never tried to carry a gun in my fanny pack, so I'm doing something out of the ordinary here. I'm talking about something that I've never done while I'm doing a podcast. I typically don't like to do that, but I've observed people fanny pack carrying a gun, and this is kind of what I observe. Most fanny packs have like a rip cord, okay? You kind of grab that cord and use a downward motion with your hand, and supposedly it's supposed to flip open, and you can reach in and you can grab the gun. I just think that's a lot of maneuvering around to get your gun out of that fanny pack. You know me. I'm a big believer in the quickest way you can deploy your gun, the better. But if fanny pack is the way you're going to carry, I will tell you this. There's some fanny packs on the market that really disguise the fact that there's a gun in there. I've seen some that screen gun. And that's what I don't like about it, is a lot of gun-carrying fanny packs, it's pretty obvious to just the casual observer and somebody that knows what they're looking for, that you got a gun in there. But there are some fanny packs where the face is red or blue or has some patterns on it, And it kind of fools the eye. It really does. I saw a young lady who's a gun store clerk at a gun range near somewhere here near Dallas. It's in Garland, Texas, actually. And she was demonstrating these to me one day. And, you know, they've got colors on them, and I think they have it in red, and they got it in blue. Just the face, just the front of the fanny pack. And she said, here, watch this. And she had a commander size 1911 in there. And sure enough, the color of the front of the fanny pack and the pattern on it, it does kind of distract your eye. It does kind of fool the person, and they don't really think that it's a gun-carrying fanny pack. But think about if you get into a fight, okay? And think about if you are into an altercation or if this fight goes to the ground. Is it going to be easy for you to get your gun out of that fanny pack if the fight goes to the ground? Think about that. So from a comfort standpoint, I can understand it. If you want to wear a gun when you're going to the gym, I've seen some people on the internet talk about putting them in a fanny pack when they're at the gym. Again, is it better than not carrying a gun? Yes. Is it ideal? No, I don't think so. I think there's a lot of practical disadvantages. Mainly, I just don't like the fact that it's too hard to access your gun. Now, purse carry. Ladies, okay? I know it's tempting to put the gun in your purse. But if you're mugged, what's somebody after? Okay? They're after your purse, right? That's what they want. If your gun's in your purse, guess what? They're going to get your purse and they're going to get your gun. I know you might say, hey, you know, they're never going to get anything out of my purse. But folks, ladies, if you're overpowered, okay, if there's more than one attacker and you're overpowered, they're going to get your purse, okay? Now, you know I'm a huge fan of females packing a gun. I think every woman that's eligible to do it should do it. My wife doesn't like to carry, and I'm working on that with her. I would say, ladies, don't try the best you can not to keep a gun in your purse. I don't want to take too much time on this podcast, but go to the website cornered.com. Cornered.com by Kathy Jackson. See what she says on there about purse carry. Ladies, there's all kinds of holsters out there that are made with women in mind. There are ways that you can, even if you have to carry a smaller gun, there's a way you can carry that gun on your belt or in your pocket. Preferably on your belt, either inside the waistband or outside the waistband, and no one will know about it. So, I'm just not a big fan of purse carry. You know, if you have to, if it's the absolute only way you can carry a gun, ladies, I think I'd probably rather see you carry a gun on your ankle than in your purse. You know, I don't recommend either. Just like us guys, folks, ladies, you can carry a gun on your belt. Again, even if you have to downsize to a smaller gun, think about that. Okay, so I know this is kind of brief, but I realized I hadn't talked about fanny pack or purse carry. Now, let's shift gears real quickly, and I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up here in about 5 minutes or so, but I wanted to talk about some of the advantages of appendix carry. If you remember in the last podcast, I talked about Gabe Suarez being a huge influence, just reading some of his stuff on the internet, taking a class from one of his instructors a couple of years back, really turned me on to appendix inside the waistband carry. And Gabe has a good article out there. I'll go ahead and I'll link to the article so you can see it. But he talks about the advantages of appendix carry. And here's what he says. First of all, protecting the gun in crowded situations. He says, one of the fears of most people who are armed is going into a large crowd where you can't necessarily keep everybody 21 feet away from you, like you learn in training. He said, with appendix carry, you can simply keep your arm across the holster and no one's ever going to know that you're armed. It's easier to protect the gun in crowded situations. Number two, he says, easier covert deployment due to less arm motion in the draw. Now, I talked about that a little bit in the previous podcast. It's easier to deploy your gun because there's not as much arm movement necessary. He calls it shoulder articulation. You don't have to articulate your shoulder as much. I hope that since the last podcast, you tried that. Stand with your hands at your side and see if you can grab something that's near your appendix easier or reaching around back behind your hip, which is easier to do. Now, the third advantage that Gabe talks about I really like. He says it's easier to deploy the gun when you're grappling. You know, think of your fight starting with the bad guy knocking you down and pummeling you on the ground. Okay? And I want you to think about that. Let's say you are knocked down and you're flat on your back, or let's say you're on your side. Is it going to be easier for you to get your gun out of that holster that's on your side at, let's say, 4 o'clock? Or is it going to be easier for you to reach down by your groin, for example, and draw that holster that's out of the appendix carry position? You'll find, and if you actually practice this, you'll find it's a lot easier to draw from appendix carry when you're flat on the ground. And imagine that you're grappling with somebody. Okay? Another point that Gabe makes, he says, you know, unless you're extremely overweight, appendix carry is easier to conceal. And it is. It is easier to conceal a full-size gun when you're appendix carrying. Okay? And there's a lot of air marshals that will appendix carry because it provides them better concealment. So I wanted to share those ideas with you from Gabe Suarez, and as you know, you can tell by now, that's my favorite method of carry. I would say a close second, though, is carrying behind the hip at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. Okay? Now, there's one more type of holster I didn't talk about. I guess this is a carry method, too, but that is the smart carry. You know, I realized in the last podcast I didn't say much about smart carry. Smart carry is basically where the gun is simply, it's in a smart carry holster. It's definitely in the appendix carry position. It is out of sight. It is below your belt line. Basically, the gun is way down in your pants near your groin area. You know, when I first read about this several years ago, and I first looked at it, and I looked at pictures on the internet, I said, excuse me? That gun is where? Pointing at what? But I actually, at a gun show, had a chance to put one of those smart carry holsters on, and I actually got to take a replica of a Glock 26 and put it on, and then stick that gun down there where they say to put it. You know, don't get so hung up on the fact as to where the gun is pointing. All right? I know that for men especially, that's a hard thing for some men to get used to. You can get over that. The thing I don't like about the smart carry holsters is it's not easy to draw. It's just not. I know that the guys that demo these things, I know the guys that demo these things on the internet or on YouTube or the demo on the gun shows, you know, they've practiced this over and over and over and over and over again till they've got it down. It's still, no matter how fast some of these guys are, it still appears to me, it looks like a clumsier draw and a slower draw than from a inside the waist or outside the waistband holster. I'm all about speed. I think speed wins gunfights. Speed and accuracy wins any kind of a fight, even if it's not just a gunfight. Even if it's hand-to-hand combat or whatever. Speed and accuracy is going to end a fight more than anything else. And if I'm going to go through the serious business of carrying a gun, if I'm going to change my lifestyle, folks, of carrying a lethal weapon on me that could end somebody else's life and save mine, and if I'm going to bear that awesome responsibility of doing this, I want to be able to get that gun out as quick as I can. Smart carry, you know, and folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you've never heard of smart carry before, go to the internet and just Google smart carry holsters. You'll see what I mean. That gun is below your belt, and it's deep in your pants, and it's just not a very fast and practical draw. I would also worry if you're carrying a gun like a Glock or an M&P or an XD or some kind of a Taurus high capacity, if you're carrying a gun without a safety, without a thumb safety on it, I think that's the one method of carry where it would be a lot easier for someone who's not highly trained to accidentally put their finger on the trigger and accidentally fire the gun. I think drawing from smart carry would increase the propensity for that. Now, you might disagree. That's okay. I hope I haven't offended anybody. I hope I haven't lost a listener or two because you guys are strong believers in smart carries and or Thunderwear, whatever they're called. And, you know, please don't get mad at me. I'm just saying personal opinions here. And you have a right to disagree. Have a good basis for it. And send me some comments or put it on the Gun Rights Radio Network forum. But I am just saying it's definitely not something that I recommend. I think instead, learning to carry inside the waist or outside the waist, somewhere on your belt, is the best way by far, always. All right, so that wraps up the show. I just wanted to cover those ideas because I didn't say anything about fanny packs, purses, appendix carry, and smart carry. Thanks again for tuning in, folks. I appreciate it. Again, this is not an official episode, just kind of an add-on to episode number 63. And my name is Bob Main, and this is the Handgun World Show. And why do I carry a gun? Because I can't carry a cop. Thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you on July 2nd. Bye-bye.